HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun. And I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
The biggest news in tech this week was the fact that Facebook bought a 9.9% stake in Reliance Jio by paying $5.7 billion. But what does this really mean? How could these two companies work together? I'm gonna take a quick look at this and explain to you guys where these companies could work together. For one, both are very interested in mobile gaming and gaming in general. Reliance Jio, of course, is a big name in the gaming space in India. Developers like working with them. They use Jio's platforms to launch games, and Jio has big approach with the developers here. Facebook, on the other hand, used to be huge amongst Indian developers with its Game Room platform. In fact, I spoke to Kirti Singh, who runs Hitwicket, and she said that Game Rooms was one of the biggest in India a few years ago. Of course, Facebook is not that popular for gaming anymore, but the company recently launched an app called Facebook Gaming. The app is currently not in India and it's more like Twitch and YouTube gaming, but Jio could use its approach to get a lot of gamers onto this platform. Also by using the fact that it bundles low latency gaming into its fiber network. The two companies could also work together on virtual reality projects. Jio, of course, bundles the Holoboard mixed reality headset into its service, and Facebook has Oculus Go. We don't know, maybe in future they'll bundle an Oculus with this. Next, there's video streaming. Facebook has the Watch platform, while Jio, of course, has Jio Movies. Now, Jio Movies has a lot of subscribers because it's free to Jio users. Facebook could use Jio's tie-ups and partnerships to get more content onto Facebook Watch. And Facebook Watch could in turn provide user-generated content which Jio does not have access to. Similarly, both the companies have been interested in the payment space. For Facebook, WhatsApp is a UPI-based payment service in India. They also allow messenger payments in the US. And Jio, of course, has the Jio Money payments app. But Facebook also has something called Libra, which it has been working on. Its cryptocurrency project could benefit from a partnership like this. Experts say that the two companies could work together to bring the Libra cryptocurrency to India sometime in future. Another aspect is commerce. The two companies have already announced that JioMart will use WhatsApp to bring more grocery delivery services to people. They could also work together on platforms like Meesho, which look at social commerce, using social networks to sell things. Meesho, of course, is a Facebook portfolio company in India. Many experts have said that this actually could be a hidden gem for both the companies. And though they may not explore it right away, this could bring them a lot of cash in future. And lastly, there's a huge elephant in the room. Could Facebook use this to start Free Basics again? For those of you who don't remember, Facebook had tried a platform called Free Basics a few years ago. They had tied up with Reliance Communications at the time to provide certain apps and services for free to certain internet users. Now the TRAI, our regulatory body, shut that down, saying that this is against net neutrality norms, and we now have regulations against net neutrality norms because of this. But many have questioned whether Facebook could use the Jio tie-up to restart something like Free Basics. Well, I spoke to Apar Gupta, who's the executive director of the Internet Freedom Foundation, the privacy advocacy group. And Gupta said that it's unlikely that something like a Free Basics could be revived through this, because the regulatory framework in India is now pretty strong and clear. What Jio and all can do is they can offer free services like Jio Movies or like Airtel does with its Wink, but they cannot say that we won't charge you data for a particular app. So that means that Facebook cannot restart something like Free Basics. But of course, the fact that they have a tie-up with Jio means that they could provide a lot of services to Jio subscribers for free. And of course, both companies could use this tie-up to make great inroads into India's internet landscape.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.